This week's start of the baseball season coincided with a steroid investigation by Major League Baseball. One man at the center of that investigation is Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants. And so this morning, we're going to review the start of the baseball season with John Miller, who broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the Giants. John, good morning again.
Good morning.
I have to ask you about the way the Associated Press described the game between the Giants and the San Diego Padres this week. Barry Bonds doubled on the first pitch he saw, scored a run, drew a ton of wrath, and had a syringe thrown at him. What was it like to be at that game?
Well, I think everything was pretty much anticipated except for the object being thrown, and hopefully that's the only time that that happens. Anything else is pretty much fair game as it goes to Barry Bonds. Wrath, invective, booing, chanting steroids, cheater, whatever, I think is all fair game, and Barry understands that. And it doesn't seem really to bother Barry, as evidenced by what he did on that first pitch.
We should mention that although you speak independently, you're paid by the San Francisco Giants. You're, in a sense, a part of that organization, an insider. And from that perspective, how have other people in the Giants been affected by all this news?
Well, nobody, I think, is real happy about it. And I think the Giants are anxiously waiting to see how the whole investigation chaired by the former Senator George Mitchell turns out. But as for now, Barry Bonds is in the final year of his contract, and the Giants are hoping not so much about anything concerning the investigation, but rather just hoping he'll stay healthy enough to play in enough games to make a big impact in the pennant race.
And of course, he's still hoping to pass the home run records of Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron in the coming games.
The Babe, 714 home runs. Henry Aaron caught it, passed it, and sped on by it. It probably is going to be too much to ask for Barry to get all the way to Henry Aaron this year. Or, as I think many baseball fans in the country are saying, too much to ask to hope that Barry will just go down with an injury and not pass anybody. So this is not what you anticipate in a historic home run scenario like this. You anticipate a lot of excitement about it, but instead people seem to resent that Barry Bonds is in that neighborhood.
Do you think that Bonds is going to be able to keep up this facade of toughness as he goes from city to city if he gets the kind of response that he got in San Diego?
Well, I think that it may be troubling to Barry. But I think the thing about Barry is that he's able to block everything out and just focus on the moment. Barry calls it keeping it real, which means just focusing on doing the job that he's paid to do. And again, they were booing. It was loud. It was noisy. And Barry stepped up there in San Diego on opening day and almost blasted one out of the park on the first pitch he saw.
Curious if you think that Major League Baseball overall can thrive on the turmoil of a widespread steroid investigation.
Well, there's been a lot of gnashing of teeth and wailing about this being the worst catastrophe in baseball since the Black Sox gambling scandal all the way back in 1919 and so on and so forth. And that may well be true because certainly some of these records now, the sanctity of these home run records has been cast into some doubt. But at the same time, the reality is ticket sales are at an all-time record. They were at record levels last year, and they're anticipated to go speeding on by those again this year. So the fans themselves may not have gotten that in jeopardy memo.
John Miller of ESPN and the San Francisco Giants, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.